So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Ketzer Hashen Mu'edis. Lech Leserola. One's liability to pay full compensation for food eaten by his animal is limited to food which is suitable for its needs. Similarly, Ketzer Aboy Habehema Mu'edis. Lechel Peris Virakis. An animal is fully liable for eating fruits and vegetables. However, Achel Ksus Oikelim Mishalm Chatzi Nezik. If the animal eats unusual items, such as clothing, it is classified as keren, and the owner pays half damages. The Mishnah continues, one is liable for shein only in the victim's property, but not in the public domain. As the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin explains, although the Pasuk says v'shilach es be'iroi, referring to shein the behema, a domesticated animal, the Mishnah's repetition includes shein the chaya, a wild animal, because chaya b'chalal behema, the term behema can refer to a chaya as well. The Gemara cites examples of normal eating. Chaya shenichnasa l'chatzar hanizik, v'tarfa behema v'achla basar, mashalm nezik shalom. If someone's wild animal went into someone else's property and tore apart an animal and ate it, he pays full damages. Furthermore, kol midi d'lav orche v'achla le'adei atzchak, shmei achila. If the animal eats food that is not part of its regular diet, out of necessity, for example, because it was exceptionally hungry, it is still considered shein and not karen. For example, parasha achla sa'irin, v'chamarisha achla karshinim. If a cow ate food intended for donkeys or vice versa, mashalm nezik shalom, the owner is fully liable since they eat these foods when necessary. The Mishnah established shein, chayiv b'shus ha-nizik, upatu b'shus ha-rabim. One is only liable for shein if the animal unlawfully wanders into the victim's property, but is exempt for shein in a public area. The Gemara now elaborates, behema b'shus ha-rabim, upashatet savara v'achla me'al gabi chaverta chayeves. One is liable for food that his animal eats off the back of another's animal while walking in the Rishus HaRabim because Gabi Chaverta Kachatzar HaNezik Dami. The animal's back is considered the victim's domain. The Gemara cites a braisa in support of this halacha. Haysukupasai mufshelis la'achayriv u'pashatet tzavara v'achle mimenu chayevis. One is liable if his animal ate from a sack of food that was hanging on someone's back because Kachatzar HaNezik Dami. However, the Gemara rejoins that we can say that a basket or sack on the back of a person or animal is considered Rishus HaRabim, and he's pater based on shein. However, the Braisa rules that he's chayiv based on keren, for which one is liable Rishus HaRabim, because it's a case of bekeifetzes. The animal jumped up to reach the food, which is unusual. A related inquiry. By Reb Zeira, kaima amer Rishus HaYachid, v'kom eskalgol v'asim Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim. If an animal moves food from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim and eats it there, what is the determining factor? Basar achila zlinan, upatura, the place where it eats the food, and so it's considered shein b'Rishus HaRabim and he's exempt, or basar deshakla zlinan b'chayavis, the place from where it took the food, and so it's considered shein b'Rishus HaNizik and he's liable. The Gemara cites the following braisa as possible proof. Tanu Reb Chiya, masoi miktsase befnim miktsase b'chutz. If a sack of food is partly in the Rishus HaYachid and partly in the Rishus HaRabim. Achle b'fnim chayevis. Achle b'chutz p'tura. He's liable for what it eats inside, but exempt for what it eats outside, apparently because basar achila zlina. However, the Gemara offers two alternate interpretations. Achle amasha b'fnim chayevis. Amasha b'chutz p'tura. The animal ate the food without moving it. Therefore, he's liable for the food that was in the Rishus HaYachid and exempt for the food in the Rishus HaRabim. The braisa refers to a long stalk of grain. Since ki garale azal idach basrei, the entire stalk naturally gets dragged into the area where the animal begins to eat it. Azlina basa behema. The animal's location decides its status. The Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah, which stated as follows: Ketzad hashen mu'edis lechel eserola, ketzad habehema mu'edis lechel peris v'irakis, achel ksus akele mishalm chatzin nezik. This exemption certainly refers to the first clause of the Mishnah in that one is liable for shein only in the victim's property, but not in the public domain. The Gemara debates, however, whether this exemption of Rishus HaRabim also refers to eating clothing as well. Perhaps he's pater. Even though generally Karen Rishus HaRabim chayiv, in this case he's pater, because kala mishanu uva'ach rishina by pater. Since the owner of the clothing treated his objects unusually by leaving them in the Rishus HaRabim, one who damages them is exempt. Or, even in this case, aksus v'kelim chayev, one is liable for the clothing, because avdi inchi demanchi klimi umatvechi. it is normal for a person to place his objects in the Rishus HaRabim and rest. The Mishnah continues, V'im nanis, mishalem is mashananis. Even when one does not pay damages for shein, he is liable for the benefit he derives from saving himself the need to feed his animal. The Gemara debates how to evaluate this benefit. Rabba says, Dimei Amir, he pays the value of the animal's usual meal of straw, even though it ate more expensive barley. While Rava maintains, Dimei Sarim Bezoil, he pays a discounted price for the actual food it ate. Specifically, Oimdim Kama Adam Reitz Lahachala Behemte Dava Harola Afa Pishen Nirogel, by evaluating the amount he would pay to feed his animal better food. Rashi explains that this is a 2/3 of the usual price. However, the Braisa adds, Achlechit Noidaba Harala Ptura, if it ate something harmful, he has not benefited, and so he is not liable at all. The Gemara proceeds to discuss other examples of payment for mere benefit. Hadar b'chatzah chaver shlemidaita, if one lives in another's house without permission, it depends on the circumstances. B'chatzah d'loy kaima la'agra, v'gavar d'loy ovid l'meger, if the house was not ordinarily rented, and this fellow would not otherwise rent elsewhere. Zeloy nana, v'zeloy chaser. There's definitely no basis for reimbursement because the owner did not incur a loss, and the one who lived there did not derive any monetary benefit. If the house was ordinarily rented, and the fellow would rent a different home elsewhere, he's certainly obligated to pay rent because the owner incurred a loss, and he derived the benefit. If the house was not ordinarily rented, but the fellow would have rented elsewhere, the Gemara inquires, Tzarech lahalos le'sachar, is he obligated to pay rent? Because ha'is ishanes, he benefited. Or ain't tzarech lahalos le'sachar, he does not need to pay, because my chasartich, he did not cause many loss. Now, Rami Bachama compares this case to our Mishnah. Imnenis, mishalem is mashanenis. One must pay for benefit. However, the Gemara differentiates. Hai zenenen v'zeh chaser, v'hai zenenen v'zeh loy chaser. In the Mishnah's case, he certainly pays for his benefit because the owner of the food suffered a loss. But the owner of the house did not suffer a loss, and so perhaps he's exempt. However, Rami Bachama understood, Stam peris b'rishus harabim afkuri mafkalahu. One who leaves produce in the rishus harabim is resigned to them becoming partially ruined and does not expect to collect even the value of their benefit. Therefore, he is not considered to have suffered a loss. The Gemara cites another example. Hamakiv chaver mishalash richaisav. If someone's field surrounds another field from all four sides, and he erects walls between their fields, it is a machlekes whether he can demand that the inner owner reimburse him for part of his expenses, since he also benefits from these walls. However, the Gemara differentiates. He may be liable because the owner of the walls can argue, Ad geramte li hekefi yisera. I only need to build the walls because of your field, therefore I am incurring a loss. On the other hand, he may be exempt because he can reply, Lididi sagali benetir barzuza. I would be satisfied with a sheep fence, and so I'm not benefiting. One more example. Habayis ba'aliyah shel shnayim. If a house collapses and the owner of the second floor wishes to rebuild it, while the owner of the ground floor is unwilling to contribute, he may build one floor himself and reside there until he is reimbursed. However, it is a machlikis whether he must then pay rent since he benefited. Here too, the Gemara differentiates. He may be exempt because Beis Laliyah Mishtabit, the bottom floor is indebted to serve as the foundation of the upper floor, and so he was entitled to live there. On the other hand, he may be liable because of Shacharisa Dashiasa. A Nuhas depreciates as soon as it is lived in, therefore the other fellow did incur a loss. The Gemara cites two versions of how Rabbi Yechonon ruled in this matter. Rav Kahana reported that he ruled in the Tzarech Lahalos Le'Sachar. However, Bavo inferred that Rabbi Yechonon ruled Tzarech Lahalos Le'Sachar. This discussion continues in the next daf.